the parsha starts off. Vayikchu li truma. So the parsha met, then the parsha say vayitnu li truma. You're giving to the Rebbeinu Shalom. You're not taking to the, for the Rebbeinu Shalom. Vayikchu li truma. Says the Beis Halevi that in Hanami, the biggest lekicha that you can do for yourself, the biggest investment that you can do for yourself that gives you the greatest dividends is giving. Your nesinus betim, every nesinus to tzedakah betim is a lekicha. Melech mamon chaser. It's when you want, like Chazal saying, Subis, if you want to salt away your money, that you should be able to preserve your money. When a salt it chaser, give it away to tzedakah. That's the best way. When you want to take for yourself, give to somebody else. Give to somebody else is the best way. And the Chaim Lashon says, Ruach Chaim, he says, Yibeischo, it says in Pirkei Avos, Yibeischo pasuach l'ravacha. Pasha Psharim, Yibeischo, your house should be open l'ravacha for why, for other people, that they should be able to find relief inside of your house. Says Ruach Chaim Lashon, it's not only that, it's also Yibeischo pasuach l'ravacha for your own ravacha, for your own revach, your own gains, your own dividends, by making your house available to other people and by giving to aniyim, that's what will ensure and preserve that a person still retains his wealth. And he says that it's a mashal. He says a person goes and a farmer wants to plant wheat, so he takes the kernels and he sticks them into the ground. Does he feel bad that he's taking good kernels that he could grind up and turn into wheat, and he's rooting them in the ground? There's no way, because from one kernel in the ground, he could get who knows how many kernels afterwards. So every stalk comes with 50 kernels. So it's the greatest investment. He says that it's the same thing with tzedakah, but tzedakah is different to a certain extent. It's much greater. Because tzedakah not only is to give a person melech mamon chaser, because the person in this world, it ensures that he's going to retain his money, but also Karen came to Olam Haba. The Paris are Olam Hazeh, but the Karen is Olam Haba. So he still has the wheat is only in Olam Hazeh. So in a Chanam, he understands he's investing by ruining a few pieces of wheat. He's investing to be able to get many more times that amount of kernels. However, in Tzedakah, not only is he getting it in this world, he's also going to get it in the next world. The Ben Ish Chai says that Be'etzem, a person's money is only a pekadon by him. Because the Baruch Hu gives a person money, that it should be allocated properly. You're the Nifkad, he's the Mafkid, you're the Nifkad, he gives it to you to watch, and you're supposed to use it for the right things. Give it to this person to pay for your kids in Cheder, the Talmud Torah, to pay for your food that you need to live, to pay for Shabbos, to pay for Yontif, to give it out to people that... How do you change yourself from becoming a nifkat to becoming a balabai? So it shouldn't be that you're just a shamer. How do you change yourself from a shamer to a balabai? The way to do it is to give your money to tzedakah, give it to anything which is really a dvar shel mitzvah. Is you're changing yourself from being a shamer to a balabai. Because now you're the emes of balabai. No one can take the money from you. If you're a nifkat, then it could be gneva vavedo. Who knows what can happen? It's going to be wasted on things that halavai you shouldn't have wasted it on. But when a person gives it to tzedakah, that's the real kinyan. And he says, a father asks the son, he says, you see on the electric wire, I don't know in Baghdad if they have electric wires, you see on the wire 10 birds sitting there. He says, and the person takes a gun and he shoots one bird. He says, how many birds do you have? So the son says, you have 9. He says, obviously he didn't understand. He says, you have 10 birds sitting there, and you shot that one bird. That one bird, he's dead. That's it. He says, how many birds do you have? So he says, 9. He says, no. As soon as you shot it, all the birds ran away. The only one that left is the one that's dead. The one that's not here anymore. That's the only one that you have, Betzim. Rabbi Glinsky would say, so the same thing with tzedakah. The only one you gave it away, the one that you don't have anymore. So that's the one that you have. All the rest of the ones are gone. He says that if you have 10 candles, and you blow them out, so how many candles are left? 1. Because after, if you didn't blow the other ones out, they're all going to burn out. You're not going to be left with anything. You're only going to be left the one that you blew out. That's the one, the ma'isa, that you retain at the end of the day. And they bring down a story that the Barbanel, he was a advisor to the king in Spain. And there were people that weren't so happy with the position that he held, in the honor that he, and the respect that he had in the eyes of the king. So they decided that they're going to get rid of him. So they told the king that he's embezzling. He says he makes a lot of money, but you should see how much money he's really stolen from the government, not been stolen from the king. So the king said, okay, we'll check it out. So he goes to Danielson Gavarbanel and he says, no, how many, what are your possessions? What do you own? So he says, give me a few days, I'll get back to you. So he comes back to him and he tells him it's 100,000, I don't know, whatever it is over there in Spain. Dinarim, whatever it was, that's not what it is. But, so the king says, I see that the Taka is saying the truth. I myself gave you more than that amount of money. And I see your house is worth more than that. What are you telling me that your possession is only worth that? He says, obviously you're lying. I'm going to take away all your money. So he says, let me just explain myself. He said, you asked me what do I own. What I own is the money that I gave for tzedakah and for chazakas hatorah, because that's the only thing that no one can take away from me. Anything else can be taken away, as I just found out right now. All my money is going to be confiscated by the king. So the only thing that's really mine, that no one can take away from me, is the money that I've given to tzedakah, is the money that I've given for mitzvah. Betzim, that's really the Gemara, the first Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Aleph. It says, Ma'isa Tana Rabbanan. There was a famine, and Munbaz opened up all the storehouses, and he sold all the things that his ancestors had hoarded, had stockpiled. He sold it all out, and to give money to be able to help the poor people. So all of his relatives got together and said, what's going on here? We have the generations that they're trying to stockpile and to try to hoard money and store it away, and what you're doing is giving it away in 2 weeks' time. Says, my fathers, they hoarded down here, and I'm being goynis. I'm hoarding up there in Shemayim. As it says in the pasuk, Emesmeret Tismach, says, Avoy segonzum mokum sheyad sheletes boy, vani ganasim mokum sheyin yad sheletes boy. Bechlal, my ancestors, they saved up money, and they hid it, and stored it in a place that people could get rid of it. It says that they in Yerushalayim, the Gemara is in Gittin, it says in Yerushalayim that they had at the time of the Churban enough food and wood and oil to last for over more than 20 years for everybody in Yerushalayim. And in 30 seconds, the biryanim put it into fire. They lit it, and that was it. It was all gone. So it could be in you have tons and tons of money, and it goes in a minute. I gave it away. I hid it away in a way that it's going to create Paris. The Barlam Hazar Barlam Haba. He says, Avoy Saigonzu Eitres Mama in Vani Gonasti Eitres Nefashri. Avoy Saigonzu Lorilam Hazar Vani Gonasti Lorilam Haba. So that's the real Geniza, the real way to hoard, the real way to make sure that a person has his, to save the money, is to give it away. Give it away, to do tzedakah with it, anything really that he does with it, that's any mitzvah that he does with it, that's the mitzvah, that's really what he's going to take with him. So an interesting part, it says, Kiloi b'maisa yikach hakol, le'yir nacharot kvoyde. What does it mean, le'yir b'maisa yikach hakol? And a little bit you're going to take? When a person dies, he's not going to take. Al tiro ki yashirish, ki yir b'kvoyd b'yisoy. When a person has a lot of money, don't worry about it, because Kiloi b'maisa yikach hakol. He's not going to take everything. A little bit he's going to take. So he said, yeah, a little bit he's going to take. I forgot where I saw it. A little bit he's going to take. That which he used for Torah and Mitzvah, that's what he takes with him. But all the covered that he got from the money that he didn't spend, and the money that he had still with him, he says that in the Hanami, he's not going to take with him. Rabbi Yaakov Glinsky says a story. He went to, he was exiled to Siberia during World War II. And he met two brothers there. And they got talking, and the two brothers said, we forgive everybody in the world except for two people. Two people we can't forgive. Who's that? The Ponovitcherov and the Kovnerov. Gewalt. Out of all people. So what was the story? It said that the Ponovitcherov and the Kovnerov, they came to collect money by us. And we were extremely famously wealthy. And we gave them a donation. And they asked for more. And we said no. And a few short months later, the communists came, the Bolsheviks came, and they at gunpoint, and they took, confiscated all of our property, and they sent us off to Siberia. How come they didn't come with a gun? How come the Kovnerov and the Bonavitcherov didn't come with a gun and force us to give more tzedakah? Chaval. Then at least it would have gone for a mitzvah. Kitzur, Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky said that after he got out of Siberia, he came there to Israel and he met up with the Bonavitcherov, and he told him over the story. Bonavitcherov said, "I remember the story. I remember the story. I remember the brothers. We asked them for more money, and you know what they said? They said, what are we going to be left with if we give it all to tzedakah? He says, what do we need to save for ourselves? Aye, Gaval. What did they left for themselves? They didn't leave anything for themselves. It was all taken away, and they didn't leave anything for themselves. Mela, that's the real ice race, is when a person gives it, he knows for sure that he's going to give. It's something that no one can take from him. I thought it needs to save him, maybe. Sometimes a person goes to the store and he's planning on buying something, costs 59 shekels. Goes to the store and he sees it's on sale, 49 shekels. But you just saved 10 shekels. Kamaldik, take the 10 shekels, put it in the tzedakah. That money that you just saved. So person says, now I didn't have to spend that money anyway. Anyhow, Saivi Sai, you were planning on spending that money. Bemelo, chaval, that it shouldn't go. If anyhow it was already out of the system, as they say, it was already out of the, you weren't planning on getting that money. That money is already out. Bemelo, you might as well just take that money right now. I need to pay my mortgage. What do you mean? The Saivi Sai was down. The truth is that this is something really that applies not just to money. This is something that applies to money and applies to time. And other things also. Time, sometimes you're going to wait online, you thought, whatever it was. You go to the store and you're going to, it's going to take you 25 minutes. Kids, so you went to the store, and there's no lines, no nothing, you're in and out in 3 minutes. You just have 20 minutes, you just gained. Sit down and learn, if you wish nice. Go, you saved the money. You saved the time. Chaval, not to use that time in a way, invest it in a way that you'll have it forever and ever. In a way that no one can take it from you. In a way that, sai money, sai time, these are things that, if you're ready, in your mind, you already gave away that amount, you already dedicated it to something else, and chaval, if you have it, if it was given to you, chaval not to invest it in a place that will give you dividends, sai boilam hazeh, sai boilam haba.